Our final article this month takes a look at that most magical of metals, gold. A super element. Since ancient times, people have recognized that gold has unique properties. Most famously, it doesn't oxidize, meaning it never loses its luster. It's one of the heaviest of all metals, and also the most malleable. A single gram of gold can be stretched into a wire almost 3 kilometers long. The only problem, which also makes it valuable, is that it's one of the rarest substances on Earth, even rarer than diamonds. In human history, only about 88,000 tons of gold have been mined.
The original money. Gold and money have been inextricably linked for as long as anyone can remember. For millennia, gold was the metal used for the most valuable coins and was accepted everywhere in the civilized world. Even after paper money was introduced in the 17th century, the available amount of each country's currency was based on the literal gold reserves held by its government, a system that only ended in the 1970s. Today, having gold is still seen as a safe investment against economic turmoil, as its price generally rises when currencies fall.
El Dorado, the Golden One. Treasure hunters have been inspired by many legendary caches of gold over the centuries, from pirate booty to Nazi bullion. But the greatest legend of all is El Dorado. It began when Spanish conquistadors returned from Central Colombia in South America with tales of a lost city of gold. Many men tried, and many died, looking for El Dorado. But the conquistadors had misunderstood. At the time, Colombia was home to a people called the Muisca. Whenever they chose a new ruler, he would cover himself in gold dust and be rowed out to a sacred lake to make offerings to the gods. El Dorado was never a place, but a man.
Gold fever. In 1799, a 12-year-old boy found a gold nugget weighing 8 kilos in North Carolina, USA. For 3 years, his family used it as a doorstop before selling it for just $3.50. News of the extraordinary nugget sparked the first great gold rush as thousands of gold prospectors arrived in the region en masse. Later, gold rushes happened in California, the Yukon Valley, and Australia, giving rise to many places we know today. San Francisco, for example, was an insignificant town of 1,000 people before the gold rush of 1849 made its population explode to 25,000 in just 2 years.
Fort Knox. During the Great Depression, a law was introduced forcing U.S. citizens to sell all their gold to the government. As the penalty for not doing so was 10 years in prison, the government soon found itself with a lot of gold. This created a new problem: how to store it. The answer was the building of the famous Fort Knox Depository, a fortress-like bunker attached to a military base in Kentucky. About 2.3% of the world's gold is stored here, and security is so high that outsiders have only been allowed inside twice. The first time was in 1974, when journalists were taken in to refute a rumor that the gold had been sold. The second was in 2017, when the new U.S. Treasury Secretary organized a visit because, well, why not?